I dedicate this award to all the people who have endured slavery and the 21 million people who still suffer slavery today.
12 Years a Slave winning Best Picture at the Oscars. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation on a very cold, icy, snowy night slash morning for many, many, many people, depending on where you live. Naturally, Mother Nature will be part of the conversation, and we will jump to that in a few. But 12 Years a Slave gets, as I said, the best of the best, because it's the whole thing about winning the Best Picture. They slap that up everywhere, make some more money for the movie. And then plus Best Supporting Actress Lupita Nyong'o and Best Adapted Screenplay John Ridley, they were all connected, obviously, to 12 Years as a Slave. Lupita Nyong'o was terrific as playing the role of someone who was a mistress and a slave to this terrible plantation owner, and what an incredible acting job she did for anybody who saw that movie. So it's not a surprise, I think. Steve McQueen, who you heard there, who was the director of that movie, talked about everyone deserving not to survive but to live, and that was the important legacy of Solomon Northrop. That was the other part of that speech. You just heard a little bit of it there about the 21 million people who still endure slavery. So that was a huge win for them. Since we do our cheap movie reviews, and I know many of you, even if you're not huge moviegoers, you like to do the Netflix thing, or you wait, and then you end up seeing some of these movies because you send me reviews on them, which is awesome. Gravity, if any of you saw Gravity, topped everything. 7 Oscars, including the award for Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón, and It was a decent movie, but I thought it was a good movie. But the fact that it won all those Oscars, but a lot of that was sound and other things connected to the movie. And then Dallas Buyers Club won 3 awards. Matthew McConaughey, Jared Leto also won for Best Supporting Actor, and he hadn't been in a movie in like 6 years. He was playing with his band, and McConaughey, of course, lost all that weight to play the lead role in Dallas Buyers Club. So that was also a very, very big win for that movie. We will also let you hear little highlights from some of the other acceptance speeches as we move along. In the meantime, let's talk about the weather for a second, because this is the buzz in your backyard. You know, I always say America Tonight is like the common denominator, so I can't help myself. Mother Nature keeps playing a big role in this show. 90 million people in the path of these storms. The mothership, it's freezing. It's in the single digits in Minnesota. The satellite facility where I am in Texas, we are 15 degrees, but the story is the ice. A lot of ice in Dallas cancels hundreds of flights, lots of car crashes, overpasses, icy people for some reason on the roads, and this has been a problem in Texas, all over Texas, but not just Texas. The storm moved through and hit so many other cities as well, and is heading in the direction of Raleigh, etc. So you've got 4, I guess, within the last couple of days, as of late afternoon on Sunday, 1,800 flights were canceled. 1,800 flights. And then they're talking about thousands more, too, the rippling effect of that. And I think the reason why I bring up Texas is because it's the hub of Americans, so that's also messed up the flight patterns because of how many people will fly in and out, and all of those were pretty much shut down. So if you go out, it's the same thing that we've been saying for this entire winter. Make sure you're very careful and have the right kind of clothing on. It's strangely enough, some people think they're just running down the street, then something happens with the car, and then that's when all kinds of problems are created. And the snow that's coming down in lots of places isn't going to let up until early on Tuesday morning, maybe 6, 7 o'clock in the morning or more. They're talking about a foot or so of snow in West Virginia, and in Virginia, they're talking about severe thunderstorms and isolated tornadoes, possibly hail. This depends on where you are. Kansas City, temperatures in the single digits, just like Minnesota. In Missouri, they have the dot trucks all over the place because of that Interstate 70. Boy, I used to go up and down Interstate 70. Dicey with ice is pretty much how 70 is rolling. So cancellations, no flights, travel, really a bear. And in many places, the cancellation of schools, because it goes to the whole thing with the weather and the buses sliding and not having kids stand out at stops waiting for a bus when it's freezing cold. I think a lot of people are going to be very, very happy when winter leaves us and we finally have spring, because the severe weather is really chapping everyone's nerves. It really is. And the wild weather swings going from 70 to 40 to 20, just crazy, crazy, crazy temperature swings. I mean, that is the conversation. What's the weather going to be like? Did you hear what was happening with the weather? And in California, massive rain, which they needed, but it created a problem on the other side of this because mudslides, I mean, really horrific mudslides in some neighborhoods where, depending on the houses, again, the torrential rain has led to a lot of evacuation. So here they desperately need rain, but then this is what happens. Unfortunately, instead of having it spread out, they get buckets. And over the weekend, just a mess, a nightmare. Soggy city, Los Angeles, San Francisco, causing a lot of problems. Neighborhoods to be shut down, light flooding, and then the mudslides, especially in Southern California, were pretty bad in a few of the neighborhoods where it washed away parts of roads and whatnot. I mean, just drenched Southern California. Lots of evacuations. Power company trying to get in to certain places because, of course, what happens? The lines also get pulled down. And they hadn't seen stuff like this in a while. They hadn't seen as much a force with the mud in a long, long time because of the drought. So normally celebrating the rain, but unfortunately a little bit too much of the stuff. What's happening in the Ukraine? A lot of people talking about that, and Venezuela as well. That was part of the topics for us last week on America Tonight. So what the U.S. will do, we're going to talk about that on the flip side on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After 70 years, that's why he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a subtle and unbreaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Welcome back to America Tonight. If you're making your way home after your third shift, be careful. It is icy, snowy, and very, very cold out there, without a doubt. Most of the Midwest, parts of the Southeast, the Northeast, and parts of the Southwest, too, as well. Just getting hit by different kinds of weather, like I said, depending on where you are, but it's very nasty out there. When 190 million to 130 people are affected, man, that's a big swath across America. So it's a question of, how badly do you want to get there? And, you know, sometimes it's about staying off the road. And that's the smart thing. These Monday morning commutes for some people are going to be awful. Maybe some of the people will get to stay home and it doesn't have to be quite as bad as it's stacking up to be with this icy mix and snow and all of that. It's certainly not about the weather in the Ukraine unless we're talking about the political weather. Right now, they're on the brink of disaster. Ukrainian official types are calling on their army reservists even in fear and panic to get there immediately to report for duty because they're worried that Russia is looking for anything at all. Poke the bear, and we're going to justify an attack. Just do it. Just poke the bear, and we're ready. And why? Of course, somebody said to me over the weekend, really, why does Russia want to jump into the Ukraine? Are you kidding? It's a grab bag for them. It's all about land and occupation and more, more, more. 22 years of sovereignty for the Ukraine. 22 years. But they don't have, as some would describe, and many people have written about this, a nationalistic feeling about their government. So now you have this pro-European government that was pushed into power by the demonstrations in Kiev. Thank goodness they ditched the guy who was in charge before, because he was ripping off the country and he was without a doubt ready to jump back in with Russia. And that's what the deal is. They're like on a seesaw, leaning toward Europe or Russia. Russia, Europe, Russia. Europe and Russia, both interested in the outcome. They want the upper hand. But why? Why are they so interested? Because Putin, from the Russian point of view, wants the Ukraine to be part of their new union, their economic union in Moscow. So if Kiev signs on with the European Union, that would reduce some of the trade barriers to Europe, and it would have really worked with Putin's idea. So by pulling the two areas together, it would have a different value system, and he was pushing that hard, that idea hard, trying to appeal, you know, to the base, the ethnic appeal of background and all of that. And Russia's worried if they cozy up, what happens? How much of a shutout is it for them? How much of a shutout would it be? And a lot of the natural gas, here's the other player in this, which I found out over the weekend and assumed, the natural gas that flows across that area, a lot of it is in the Ukraine, goes across the Ukraine. So, of course, if they have control of the pipeline, think about the dominoes that fall into place for them then. And Putin was not a big fan of the booted president, but he was trying to embrace him so that he could get back on this whole Russia thing. And they wouldn't jump to the European Union. So what happens? I mean, Putin offered the Ukraine $15 billion in a bailout in the fall. And he had already committed $3 billion by the time the government unraveled. Russia keeps the other $12 billion, I guess, right? So now the Ukraine is drowning in impossible debt. And already the United States has committed $1 billion, and so have many other European countries committing to whatever they can. But if Russia makes a move, how problematic would that be? That's why they've called on their army reservists. One little poke, and this could explode. So we have our Secretary of State visiting the Ukraine, heading to the Ukraine, and threatening Russia sanctions too. So this is tension times 10. And we care, you care, because this does have a ripple effect in our world. It does. Are we going to be willing to use force to deter Vladimir Putin? Or if he is provoked or feels like he's provoked, gets enough of an edge, do we just let it slide? It's almost as though, it's not almost, we are committed. We're dumping money in. So here we are in that position now, possibly squaring off with Russia. Possibly. Not a great place to necessarily be right now. I don't think so. In the meantime, Venezuela. So Venezuela couldn't be more rocky top either. The new sheriff in town is once again falling into the footsteps of being more of a totalitarian government and that kind of a leader. Just like Hugo Chavez. And the people have had enough. the people have had enough of the haves and the have-nots, and they're not ratcheting it down, which has led to all kinds of problems and all kinds of unnecessary violence against the people who are protesting. It's like they need to give it a rest, unfortunately. And I don't think the people should give their voices a rest, but they have to back off a little bit, because the more there is this push, it's the same thing. It's a different kind of provocation. President Maduro is just waiting, and he's not backing down. He's not backing off at all. So we have the problem with Russia and the Ukraine, and we have the situation with Venezuela, and ultimately, on balance, I'd say there's a couple of areas on fire that some decisions might have to be made about. Not necessarily Venezuela, but there's a lot of people protesting in the United States saying, listen, we have to help these people. This guy's a thug. He's decapitating people. It's ridiculous what's happening there. Oh, the human rights violations. So what do? We have one foot in one place, one foot in another place. How much intervention do we play in each of these spaces? Hey, if you want to throw in your two cents, you know how we roll here. Of course, you always can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up, we'll also continue to weave in some of the light stuff, what happened at the Oscars. Ellen DeGeneres was the host. And yeah, the world is all about these selfies and tweeting them out. She had a selfie moment with some of the more famous people in the room, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Meryl Streep, all in, you know, one photo. And the idea was to tweet it and retweet it. Apparently, they say it crashed Twitter, if that's possible. 1.4 million people and counting. So Twitter briefly stopping crashing because the picture has become the most retweeted post ever. That's crazy. Stay with us. Meet you on the other side of the wall.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
When I look down at this golden statue, may it remind me and every little child that no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid. Perhaps those of us in the industry who are still foolishly clinging to the idea that that female films with women at the center are niche experiences, they are not. Audiences want to see them, and in fact, they earn money.
Best Supporting Actress, Lupita Nyong'o, who you just heard there, first one out of the gate, 12 Years as a Slave, and then Cate Blanchett, Best Actress at the Oscars for a movie called Blue Jasmine, a Woody Allen flick, where she was said recently in an interview that after the first couple days, he told her she was awful. Awful enough, I guess, to win an Academy Award. As usual, as we kick off the week here on America Tonight, we kick it around in a couple of different directions. If you want to join the party, you can at 855-266-5283, 855-266-8. And be careful out there because it's like sledding. Pick a neighborhood and I'll tell you, I guarantee somewhere out there you're listening to me, you are sledding. Hey, Dan in Texas probably knows all about that because all over the great state of Texas, it's pretty icy. Hey, Dan.
Yes, beautiful. We have named Cross Plains now Frostbite, Texas. It's 17 degrees here, and needless to say, I've had to resort to that remedy I always mention to our good friend who answers the phone for us, and instead of him taking the advice, I took it.
Would that be strong scotch?
Well, yes, and it's good for snake bite, too. I told him I was praying for snake bite, but it's too cold for him to come out right away.
Yeah, no kidding. It is cold. It's crazy.
How are you doing?
I slip sliding along, just like everybody else.
You got snow tires on your vehicle?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're an old Philadelphia girl. You're smart.
Yeah, I know how to drive. Here's what the problem is. If you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. But people think they can drive, and then there's so many overpasses and highways where you could slip, and then that's what happens.
Well, I got to make a trip tomorrow, but Berwyn just in the town to pay bills and stuff. But I've got snow tires on my little motorhome.
Oh, good.
And it's got the dualies on the back and then the Great Bay Beach tires on the front. I'll be very careful because I'll take all the back streets and go 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's
it. You know, I've driven in it before, an old Kansas boy, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now to get to the Ukrainian situation and the Venezuelan situation, I think old Putin better watch his step. There was a little country called Finland that he tried to pull the same little routine on years ago, and the Finns beat him with a little instrument called the Molotov cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys there in the Ukraine have perfected that Molotov cocktail to be shot with all kinds of bottle launchers, and they could really do some bad damage on their tanks and on their people as well. And plus, they've had a call to arms now, and they're not going to take this lying down, and the rest of the world isn't going to put up with Putin's land grab either. And as for Venezuela, they're getting ready to take care of Maduro themselves. They're going to go in there and get that boy because they have had it with Chavez, and they've had it with his so-called successor. And there's a revolution getting ready to happen in Venezuela. They want freedom. They want self-determination. They want free elections. They want democracy, true to democracy, in a form of a republic, not a dictatorship.
Yeah, so that'd be great to see that happen.
Those are two things that you're going to have to really watch. Look, I know you're pressed for time. You want to get other people in here, so I'm going to let you go. But love you as always.
All right. Be careful out there, Dan, paying those bills. He said it. Go 5 miles an hour. That's the key. Most people, though, they've hit these dry spots, and they think they're okay. And then that's when the ice wreaks havoc with you. And, you know, I agree with what Dan said is what I said. In the case of, you know, Hugo the Butcher Chavez, it used to just hack me off to no end that you'd have some celebrities that would embrace Chavez. And I knew people that were in Venezuela that told me they would put X's on people's houses and people were lining up in some cases for rice. It wasn't a great democratic place to live at all. It was state-run TV and radio, and it's me, baby. It's all about Chavez, and that's it. And they don't want to see, he's right, they don't want to see the same thing. They really want to see true democracy. And it would be great to see that in Venezuela because it's a beautiful country. And, of course, what do they have? Well, it's crazy that they're in this situation with all of the oil that they have in that country. I mean, are you kidding? So, bravo to the people for pushing it. Somebody's got to stand up. And that's when you really see it, when you see people standing up and saying, nah, 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 not on my watch, this isn't going to happen. And that's not going to happen here. Whatever the cost, we're going to do it. We're not going to just roll over and let you take things from us. And let's see what the outcome ultimately is for these two places in the world, completely opposite ends of the globe, but people wanting the same thing. People wanting to have a voice, to be free, and certainly not to be ruled by people who are picking their bones, basically, and using every cent that they can for their own gain, which was the problem of the previous president, and actually both. Chavez, and in the case of the previous president in the Ukraine, same thing. He had an incredible mansion, had built things all over the place, was just taking money out of the people's pockets, basically. So the Ukraine mobilizing over the weekend for war. Washington saying, hey, Russia, we're going to isolate you, baby, if you mess with this situation. And Putin saying he has the right to invade that neighborhood. So no shots were fired. But blood could be shed. In Russia, that's what they're saying. So we'll see what happens with John Kerry, the Secretary of State, if he has any luck. But he's going to the Kiev to meet with the Ukrainian officials. And we'll see. We'll see what happens if Putin backs down or pushes the issue or not. I mean, that's going to be heavy this week as to what happens. Heavy, heavy, heavy. Other things coming out of Washington. This was something that happened at the tail end of last week. Remember this Lois Lerner? How could you forget? It's like you think Lois Lane, right? Lois Lerner is no Lois Lane. She's the IRS chick who bungled all of the Tea Party and Patriot Party's applications to have their status changed, right? And remember how crazy that was. And she pled the Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Now, they wanted her to testify again. Congress wanted her to testify. And she's not going to be testifying again, her lawyer says. Why are they, is the House Oversight Committee thinking she's going to testify? Because she's not. She's asserted her Fifth Amendment rights, and she's not going to do it. So there would be nothing to gain. And nothing to gain. Nothing to gain except for that, okay, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and then backing out and then getting paid when she's temporarily on leave from the IRS and now gone from the IRS. This whole idea is she can refuse to testify. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a court of law, but still, I say press the issue. Press the issue. She's playing the game back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Can we just please get to the bottom of this? Can't we just get to the bottom of what it is? Instead of playing the same games over and over again, we're wasting a whole bunch of dough on this. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. I want to throw this out. I just got this from Joe, who says, watch out for 70, my friends. Anybody going in and around that area, it is a complete sheet of ice along the way. This is not where you want to be. Pay attention to what they're telling you about the roads. And thank you for that. We got our trucker eyes out there seeing some of the things that you might not be able to interpret from weather maps and weather forecasts, but it's that the whole thing with the weather, with the ice and the hail and everything else and the sleet is adding up, especially, I'll say it again now for the fifth time, the overpasses, because that's what I keep hearing from people, so it's worth passing that on. If you think it's okay, think again, and if you don't have to go, unless it's just someplace close, then don't make the trek, for goodness sake. Don't even try to put yourself in that situation. It's nothing worse than playing bumper cars and praying that nobody, and you see it happen right in front of you, praying nobody has a spin out or clips you somehow or ends up banging into you. That's a game changer once that happens. Oh, my, oh, my. I have been there, and I'm sure many of you have been there, even if it's just a fender bender. Oof, bad stuff. Yeah, bad stuff. Coming up on America Tonight, some more odds and ends that we're going to wiggle around with Washington and what they're talking about coming out of D.C. and some of the things that I've talked about from last week, American Airlines saying later to the bereavement fees and a few other things that are happening for sure, because I know some people that are going to run in the Boston Marathon. And this year they're saying bags, strollers, unregistered runners, all of that will not be part of the marathon. That used to be one of the cool things about the marathon, people really cheering people on. But they're going to be very, very careful about it, because think about this. We're into March, and April is the Boston Marathon, so not a lot of time, and a lot of people want to run in it. Stay with us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is for the 36 million people who have lost the battle to AIDS, and to those of you out there who have ever felt injustice.
But I got a prize for excellence for the work I do, and something that's not my job, it's not my hobby, and it's not my fad, it's my career. That feels wonderful.
In a couple of years, it'll be on free TV. Dallas Buyers Club. Matthew McConaughey winning Best Actor. Best Supporting Actor went to Jared Leto. He was the first guy that you heard out of the break, and then McConaughey after that. And of course, Dallas Buyers Club was about a guy who was a heterosexual guy, rodeo guy, who unfortunately got AIDS from one of the many people that he fooled around with on a one-night stand and was stunned when he was diagnosed with it. And then keeping the drugs back and the whole beginning of AIDS, what that was like. And they had these buyers clubs that were set up. And there was one in Dallas where he would buy the stuff that people wanted who had AIDS that the FDA would not approve and just sold it. He would sell it to them. He had set up a little shop, actually the hotel, at a hotel room that he was living out of, that doubled as sort of an office. And they told him when he was diagnosed he'd have just a couple of months to live, and he lived for seven more years. And McConaughey and Jared Leto, to both of their credits, I saw the movie, they did an excellent job in their portrayals, taking it to the 10th degree, I guess. So I'm not surprised that they won the Oscars for that. It's a decent movie. I probably would... In fact, I would recommend it, but it'll stream for a couple of bucks, or it'll be on free TV eventually. You know what I'm talking about, when you are socked in because of the weather, and eventually, even if you're not a big tube person, you find yourself flipping around, and then these movies come on, and this will be one of them one day on TNT or whatever, you know, whatever cable station it ends up on, but one of them, I'm sure. You know, in talking about the weather, somebody shot me this. I've got a couple of friends that live in Denver, and they, I mean, they, you know, they know they deal with snow and of course, the winter weather for, they have a long stretch of winter. But one person died, 30 other people were injured, they had this massive, and this picture was a terrible picture. You know, snow's coming down, and you can see these cars are all mangled and messed up. But they had a massive pileup on 25. Probably some of you have driven down 25. This heavy snow clipped through Denver over the weekend. And when you have 104 cars in a crash, about a two-mile stretch, that's a nightmare. And it was this intense burst of snow that all of a sudden opened up. Almost like these thunderclaps that happen, that normally happen in the summer. I experienced one of those today, and it was crazy. It was like, shoom, and all of a sudden, it was like icicles were flying out of the sky or something. It was crazy. It sounded like it was a thunderclap. That's what it's called. It was a thunderclap. And I guess that was similar to what happened there. So they really had to shut down a whole bunch of lanes for half the day over the weekend. And the interstate's open now, but it was pretty much a wreck. And they tried to take the cars, tow them to a high school because there were so many of them. They had about 100 snow plows and big tankers with de-icing fluids that were clearing the roads. They knew it. They knew they were getting saturated with it, but it was one of those chain reaction things that happens, and so they had to close it off. And it's the same thing. It was like I was talking about 70 and how bad 70 was, and 70 is another one of those areas where somebody flips around and there's too many people on top of them, and the next thing you know, you have a whole bunch of cars involved, and it becomes much worse than it looked to be. And by the time you can clear it off, I mean, I guess that's the, you know, that's the big part, is trying to clear it up. And in trying to clear it up, it's difficult in trying to get there in the first place. And it's like if you took your Matchbox cars when you were a kid and just threw them all together and mashed them up on the floor. And that's what the photo looked like to me. And now you're pulling them apart. Of course, easier to pull those fake cars apart than the real thing, but add in a couple of other elements there, and then you know exactly what we're talking about. And it was pretty rough, and I think there are more scenes like that. Unfortunately, I hope we don't see that, but there could be more scenes like that coming our way during the first part of this week as it heads toward Raleigh. They're talking about maybe even 12 inches in Raleigh again, and they're calling off schools and that kind of stuff, and that's probably the smart way to go. Our pal Robert Siciliano, who comes on this show frequently throughout the year, he's a security expert, ran in the Boston Marathon last year, came on after the explosion, told us what it was like for him. His family was at the finish line. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but he was overwhelmed. He had trained for so long and was so excited about it. This year, I mentioned this already, it's going to be a lot different in how it's organized. They're allowed, marathoners will be allowed to carry clear plastic bags that they get from the organizers of the race. They can run with a small fanny pack for medication and cell phones, but a lot of things that they could do before they can't do now. And also they're limiting where people stand and whatnot at the finish line, just as a precaution to not have any kind of a chance of a similar situation. So you wonder, because one of the cool things about the Boston Marathon is the people on the side of the road high-fiving people and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But they're just trying to ask people to kind of give them some space and let it all unfold after it was just a year ago. You know, unfortunately, what happened, the people who were killed and so many people that were injured. And this year, there are so many who want to run in the Boston Marathon. So the people who qualify, the numbers just naturally have jumped up, which has also led to the concern about the security there. But I think no matter what, it would have been there because of last year and horrifically how, you know, just how shocking it was and how so many people were in no way prepared for something like that to happen, not thinking, well, this is going to be a target area. And now deciding that these areas are target rich, I think you'll see that approach to probably other marathons, too, in the future, most likely. I mentioned in weaving in and out of things, besides the weather, besides what's happening with the Ukraine and what's happening in Venezuela, something else that's also on, I think, everybody's radar, and besides the aftermath, I guess, of the Oscars, because some of you are sending me notes about that and what did I think, you're really getting that whole cheap movie review thing. The other thing that we're going to hear a lot about is the budget. Obama's budget, and there was a lot of reaction to that and what it does to the military. And in a time when we don't want to seem weak to foreign governments, what does it mean? Lindsey Graham, the opinionated longtime senator from South Carolina, was part of the Sunday Swirl, and he talked about 440,000 members of the Army. By smashing and draining those kind of resources, you're gutting the Army, even though there is technology available. And that even though there's all kinds of technology that's being used, as he called the people that were out there in the field, he said you still need trigger pullers. That kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Chuck Hagel is handcuffed, however, as the defense secretary. I don't think he's excited about it, but he's trying to figure out a way to make it work since he's been ordered to shrink that budget. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.